welcome to episode 83 of
Brutal Battle.
Yes, once again, it is Kyle Norman in full effect.
Hi.
We're still at Rehoboth. In case you wanted to know, we haven't left. We've been here for 3 weeks now.
Yeah, 3 or 4 weeks. Time kind of runs together when you're here this long.
Just kidding. It's one recording session. And obviously, every episode likes to kick off with a little hop knowledge. Yes, sir, it does. Today's is Mercure. I don't know how to pronounce it. It's M-E-R-K-U-R. I'd never heard of this hop before, but let's learn about it together. From Germany. Description on that is earthy, floral, and slightly citrus. Details for it are developed by the Hull Hop Research Institute, mainly just used for bitterness. A few substitutions for it would be Hallertau, Magnum, Taurus, and Tradition. Example of, I was able to only find one beer that was an example of using this hop. That was Sand Creek Brewing's Hop Nest Monster, which is a great name, right?
That's a good name.
And Hop Nest Monster.
It's a great segue into our next segment here.
Okay. This is going to be fun. Probably not so much for me, but for our listeners and for Kyle. So Kyle, go ahead and lay out what... This was all Kyle's master plan here, so go ahead. All
right, so a few weeks ago, Carlin told me that he wanted me to be on the podcast here, so I thought, what could we do that would be a little bit of fun? So I thought, let's make up a game. So the game I made up and brought with me is called Beer Me Bro, unless somebody has a better name. If somebody has a better name, please email it to Carlin and I'll change it.
I love the name, for the record.
The premise of the Beer Me Bro game is that I'm going to give 4 names of beers, and feel free to play along at home if you'd like to. I'm going to give 4 names of beers. 3 of them are real. 1 of them is fake. Now, here's the catch. If Carlin gets the fake name correct, he gets to drink a North Coast Old Stock Ale 2013.
Which I've always been wanting to try and can't get where I am, but guess what? In Rehoboth Beach, it's available.
And if it's North Coast, it's probably pretty good. Now, if Carlin gets the name incorrect, which hopefully he does, he's going to have to drink a gluten-free New Planet Pale Ale, which if you guys remember from an earlier episode, that is one of the beers that he described as probably one of the worst beers he's ever tasted, and he created the, what was the name of it?
I created the title for the worst beer we've ever tried on the podcast of the Mash Turd Grundle Lord. So, yes, in front of us is the Mash Turd Grundle Lord, which will probably never be surpassed by any other crappy beer.
Yeah.
So that's the punishment.
Yeah, that is the punishment if he gets it wrong. So, like I said, feel free to play at home. If you want to get a crappy beer and a good beer, go for it. If not, if you just want to get a good beer and just reward yourself for getting something right, that'd be great, too.
That's messed up, though. Don't reward yourself for getting things wrong. That's a bad message to send to your subconscious.
Wow.
Don't do it.
If you're drinking good beer, go ahead and just drink whatever you want.
Okay.
Either way.
This is working both ways, though, correct?
Yeah. Unfortunately, on the way up the elevator to the condo, he said that if I get it wrong, I have to drink the New Planet gluten-free. And if I get it right, if I can stump Carlin, then I get to drink the Old Stock Ale. So this is going to go both ways. So either way, each round, one of us is going to be drinking a really crappy beer.
Yeah, so one of us will be like, ugh.
And like I said, feel free to play along at home.
I'm sure the first sip for each of us of the New Planet will be the best, podcasting-wise. Although you may never taste it, so it might just be me drinking the whole damn thing. I'm hoping that's not the case, but realistically, it could happen.
I kind of hope it is. Carlin's got a pretty extensive beer knowledge, so I'm not so sure. I'm pretty sure he's going to get a few of these right. So, all right, so each round is going to have a theme to it. So, round one, Mr. Cook, are you ready?
Okay.
I wish we had some sort of theme music.
I mean, I don't think I'm ever going to be ready, so ready as I'll be, let's do it.
So, round one are hop-themed beers. I'm going to read you 4 names. You have to tell me which is the fake name. Okay.
So, that's tough.
Yeah. By the way, listeners, you have no idea how hard it was to find a fake hop-themed beer. Every time we came up with a hop-themed beer, it ended up being real. So, it was extremely difficult to find a good hop-themed
beer. Breweries have thought of everything, right?
It seems like it, yeah. All right, so round one, Mr. Cook.
Go ahead, fire away.
All right, so hop-themed beers. The first one is One Big Hoppy Family,
I like that.
The second one is Hoptimistic IPA.
Okay.
The third one is Hoptimus Prime.
I know that's real.
The fourth one is Smooth Hopperator.
I know that's real as well.
Okay.
So the first two were what again?
One Big Hoppy Family and Hoptimistic IPA.
I'm going to say One Big Hoppy Family is not real, but I hope it is real in a sense because that's an awesome name. That's my final answer.
Son of a bitch, I got to drink the
crappy
beer.
Thank you.
Mr. Cook, you get to drink the old...
Yeah, you pour yourself that crap. That's right. I get my first taste of old stock, right, and so everyone will be able to hear it.
All right, so the first one, the fake beer, was One Big Hoppy Family.
old stock smells good.
Yeah. The other stipulation is there may or may not be a round where all the names are true.
Okay.
Just so you know. The beers, the Hoptimistic IPAs from Charles Vineyard and Microbrewery, Hoptimistic IPAs from Legacy, and Smooth Hopperators from Pennsylvania from Stout's Brewery.
You mean Hoptimus Prime, the one?
Hoptimus Prime, yes, from Legacy. Yeah. Sorry.
Legacy.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
This old.
Oh, God, it even smells bad. It smells like old socks.
Drink that crap. You drink it.
I'm just going to shoot it, man.
Okay, this is the first taste. You have to, like, taste it. Let it sit on your tongue at least for a little bit. And I'll do the same thing on my first taste of it.
All right. Cheers, sir.
All right. Cheers.
All right. Oh.
This old stock's really good.
Oh, God. The New Planet... definitely earned its, mashed turd grundle lord. It's not good.
This old sock, on the other hand, is quite nice.
I'm sure it is.
It's an old style ale. It's a little buttery-ish in a really good way.
And the bad part about this is we don't have chasers here either. Nope. So, okay.
You have to sit with that.
All right, you ready for round two?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, round two are Christmas and winter beers.
Okay.
All right. The first one is Santa's Butt. The second one is the Ginger Beer House.
Ooh.
The third one is Rudolph's Red Nose Ale. And the fourth one is Yellow Snow.
The first and the last I know are true for a fact.
Okay.
I know those. You said the one was the Gingerbread House. What was that
one? The Ginger Beer House and Rudolph's Red Nose Ale.
I'm going to say the Rudolph's Red Nose Ale is not because it's too stupid of a name, and I hope it's not a real one.
Is that your final?
Yeah.
That is actually a real beer.
Damn. Yes! Okay.
Yes!
But I will say for the record, at least I was able to whittle it down to two, yeah, so that shows a little bit of knowledge.
I figured you'd probably be able to do that with a lot of these beers.
Shit.
All right, so Santa's Butt is from Ridgeway Brewing. Some of these beers are no longer in production, and some were just like a one-time release. Some of these names were really... really hard to find. The Ginger Beer House was fake. Rudolph's Red Nose Ale is from High Noon Saloon and Brewery, and Yellow Snow is from Rogue.
You're gonna like that old stock. It's very, very smooth. I'm gonna hate this New Planet. It's very crappy.
And you have to say you said you have to
last on your tongue. God, it smells salty. It smells salty in like the worst way possible.
Well, cheers, sir.
Smells like turpentine too. Salty turpentine.
Let's see the new stock.
Oh,
that is wonderful.
Yeah, that's...
that old stock is really good. I highly recommend that. It's very good.
Yeah, the old stock's good.
How about that new plant? How's that treating you?
It's kind of... it kind of tastes sourish, and it's...
It's not good.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's salty.
Yeah.
That's gross, man.
It's not good.
Okay, I gotta get the rest of these right, because I do not want to drink the rest of that crap.
Yeah, I figured the New Planet would be a little incentive for you to try to get them right.
Boy,
right.
Is it ever.
Are you ready for round three?
Commence.
Round three I have dubbed as Sexy Beers.
Oh, all right. I'll be all over this.
So the first one is Old Leg Humper.
I know that's real.
The second one is Ménage à Bois.
Ooh.
The third one is Polygamy Porter. And the fourth one is Panty Peeler.
Once again, it's between two. It's between the Ménage à Bois and the Panty Peeler. I'm going to say the panty peeler is not real because that seems way too brazen, in my opinion. And I just don't think any brewery would be that brazen unless they're total douchebags. That's my answer.
You're just stalling because you know you're wrong.
No.
Panty peeler is correct.
What?
Panty peeler is a real
Which brewery said that? Which that one did it?
Panty peeler is from the Midnight Sun Brewery.
Those people are douchebags. That's my answer on
just
that.
Just shut up and drink your new planet.
Ugh.
Just take it. Take it like a man.
I will.
Just so everybody knows, we're going to be doing, I have, what did I say, 18 rounds, so we're going to be doing 9 and 9.
Yeah, next episode we'll finish it. Yeah.
All right, so Old Leg Humper is from Thirsty Dog, which is a very good beer. That was my housewarming beer. When I moved into my new house, I bought a whole case of Old Leg Humper. Very good. I highly recommend that one. Polygamy Porter was from Wasatch Brewing, and Panty Peeler is from Midnight Sun. So, again, sir, cheers.
Mm. So this,
enjoy that gluten-free beer.
This new planet. It's actually starting to open up a little bit. It's smelling a little bit less like turpentine, salty turpentine, and more like...
You almost made me spit out my old stock, and I would have been very upset at that.
It's more like salty dog turd now, so it's changing as it warms up. Yeah.
Just swirl it a little more. You know, sip it, aerate it. I don't know if you guys can hear the noise of that. The noises he's making as he's sipping.
I'm going to be honest, it's a little apple cidery when I drink it now too, but like bitter apple cider, which is, that just sounds awful. I'm pouring some water into my glass because if I get some old stock in that, I don't want to taste any remnants of the new planet.
On the opposite side of that, I'm going to leave some old stock in my glass so I can mix it with the new planet so it makes it better.
I bet you are. Go ahead.
You ready for round four, sir?
I would like some old stock. Let's do it.
Round four are body part brews.
Okay.
The first one is Areola IPA. The second one is Big Cock IPA.
Oh.
The third one is Vas Deferens. And the fourth one is Virgina.
I'm going to be drinking the New Planet on this one because I've never heard of any of these beers. Jesus Christ. They're naming beers like this? For real?
I can't say until
is
you
the What's the cock one again?
You want me to read them all?
Yeah, go ahead. Okay. Do them all again.
First one is Areola IPA. The second one is Big Cock IPA.
Did Liam Neeson brew that?
Liam Neeson did brew that one. That's so weird you could say that. Thank you, Ralph Garman. The third one is Vas Deferens, and the fourth one is Virgina.
I'm going to say the Areola one is fake, and because it's too odd. It's too, like, off. I think the other ones are a little more creative and straightforward body part-wise. I'm not sure a whole lot of people know about areolas, so...
Is that your final answer, sir?
Yeah, that's my final answer.
Son of a bitch.
Yes! Right,
that's the fake one.
Thank you! Oh, my God. I couldn't whittle any of those out. I feel good. Right, okay, so, give me that old stock. Hell yeah.
All right, so Big Cock IPA is from Great River Brewing. Vas Deferens is from Caldera. And Virgina is Macedonian Thrace Brewery. Can you imagine going up to a bar and being like, give me a Virgina? You know?
I'll have two Virginas.
It's a threesome, then.
Yeah, it is.
All right, crap.
Yeah, enjoy that, because this old stock smells good.
Oh, God. You know what we should do? I should be able to pour your new planet, and you should be able to pour mine.
Yeah, it's fun. You know, whatever.
All right.
Because I would give you harder pours.
That was terrible. Yeah, as a general rule of thumb, gluten-free and organic beers I am not a fan of, and this is no different.
There are some good organic beers out
there. There's some decent ones. Sam Peak, Smith makes some
Peak Organic, ones. Honestly. Peak Organic does some good stuff. Their IPA is pretty solid. Their Nut Brown's not bad, and we had on the podcast on one of the Decasodes the Espresso. They're espresso brown, or espresso red, I think.
I'm not an organic fan anyway. If you get me started on organics, we'll be talking for like an hour and a half. So
yeah, this isn't a political podcast, so.
Yeah. All right.
This old stock is so smooth. It's so smooth.
It's like pouring salt in that wound.
It's a little, actually, now that it's warming up, it's getting a tad bit butterscotchy. In a good way. I don't like butterscotch, but like it's such a subtle butterscotch. It's nice.
The New Planet is getting a little semen-y. It's a little salty.
Well, that's because you're talking about the big cock and
the body part beers. Yeah, there's some other good ones. All right, I'm just going to shoot it.
Mm-hmm. Take it down. Take it down. It's so salty, isn't it? God. It's so salty.
I'm going to take a page out of your book and rinse that.
Yeah. Rinse out. The glass, definitely, so you can taste the new planet fresh next time.
Ooh.
I love it. Mm. All right, next round. What round is this? Four? Five? Oh, it's five,
this
right?
This is five. This is insult beers.
Okay.
Okay. Like, the first one is Motherfuggle Brown Ale.
Mm-hmm.
The second one is Belligerent Ass.
Nice.
The third one is Stupid Ho Hefeweizen. And the fourth one is Bitter Bitch.
Okay, I think the Bitter Bitch is for real. I think I've heard that one before. Stupid Ho is just too blatant to not be one, in my opinion. What were the first two?
Motherfuggle Brown Ale and Belligerent Ass.
I want Stupid Ho to be a real one. I really do. So I might try to wish it into to existence. The ass one.
Belligerent Ass?
Belligerent Ass, yeah. I'm going to say no to that one.
Is that your final answer, sir?
Final answer.
I hope you enjoy that new planet.
Oh, God. Which one was the fake?
The Stupid Ho Hefeweizen is the fake.
I thought it was too obvious that would be that.
That's the one that I thought you were going to get right. Like, I thought you'd be Stupid Ho Hefeweizen, there's no way. No way.
I kind of thought that, but then I was like, I think that'd be really funny if it really is one. And maybe it is one because it's so blatant. You all played mind games with yourself, you know?
Yeah, you talked yourself right out of that one.
I did.
All right, so the Motherfuggle Brown Ale is from Eudora. The Belligerent Ass is from Portneuf. And the Bitter Bitch is from Portneuf as well. So
enjoy your old stock. It is tasting really good. I will. That old stock's tasting really good.
God, you can smell that butterscotch you were talking about.
Yeah. Oh, I can smell. Oh God, road tar. Oh,
man,
and just like God, it just. Why does it smell like salt turpentine?
Didn't Kyle describe it as a salty turd or something?
Yeah, like a salty dog turd.
Yeah.
That's pretty accurate. Kyle, you're still right.
You know, it's not far off. It's not. It's not a good beer.
I'm putting it back.
Oh. Oh, man, that
goes down hard, man.
That old stock is just wonderful.
Yeah, it's so smooth, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. All right, so you ready for round six, sir? Yeah. So you can get that new planet taste out of your mouth?
Also, pencil shavings are what I'm getting in the aftertaste of this.
A little bit of lead.
This new planet. Yep.
A little bit of graphite in there.
Yep.
Okay, so round number six is entertainment beers. The first one is Wheat Home, Alabama. The second one is Taste Like Burning, Ralph Wiggum's Revenge. The third one is Up Up, Down Down, Left Right, BA Select.
Oh, love that one.
And the fourth one is Evil Dead Red.
Okay, I know Evil Dead Red is for real.
Okay.
That's Ale Smith. Go over the first three again.
Wheat Home, Alabama. Taste Like Burning, Ralph Wiggum's Revenge. And Up Up, Down Down, Left Right, BA Select.
I appreciate that one so damn much. The code, the Nintendo code.
The Konami code.
So I want that to be real as well, but then again, maybe I'm screwing myself again.
You wanted Stupid Ho to be real, too.
I really wanted Stupid Ho to be
real. Not that I'm trying to influence you either way.
But. The Wheat Home, Alabama, I'm sure is probably correct. No, I'm going to go with the code one, because I think that's false.
I hope you enjoy that new planet, sir.
Is it the Ralph Wiggum one?
It's actually Wheat Home, Alabama.
What?
Wheat Home, Alabama is fake.
That seems so obvious to like be an actual beer name. Are you kidding me?
But if you
me?
Think about it, Leonard Skinner likes to sue people.
Leonard Skinner?
Yeah, Leonard Skinner likes to sue people whenever they use their names for things. So there's no way that they would ever lend their name to a beer.
So what's the score now?
So
how many have I?
I think it's.
I've only won two.
You've only won two. So
and you got three,
four,
right?
4-2. This was round six.
Oh my God.
All right. So Taste Like Burning, Ralph Wiggum's Revenge is from Ithaca. Up, up, down, down, left, right, BA Select is actually from Dogfish Head. It was one of their limited releases that they did. And
I love the fact that they did that.
Yeah.
That's
and,
awesome.
And Evil Dead Red is ale from Alesmith. So.
I don't love the fact that I got that wrong.
Enjoy that. The moaning that you hear is from Carlin as he's drinking that beer.
Here's the problem. I instinctively swirl beer before I taste it, and I was swirling that, so it's actually, like, aerating it, which is a bad idea.
Which brings out that nice flavor.
Well, here's the other thing about this new planet. When you swirl it, it creates a ridiculous amount of head. So then trying to get rid of that, it's bad.
Ah, oh, that's fantastic. Okay, round seven.
On. Ready? Let's, yep.
This is what I call the wild card beers. These were just names that I thought were funny.
Sounds good.
All right, so first one is Holland Oats Stout.
Yes.
The second one is Bananas and Blow. The third one is Badonkadunkle. And the fourth one is Pisswater Pills.
I should hope that no brewery actually called their beer Pisswater Pills. But that's another term for Coors Light. So, I'm trying to think.
I wish I had a beard to stroke. My beard doesn't come in just so.
Read me the middle two.
The middle two? Bananas and Blow. And Badonkadunkle.
I like the Badonkadunkle, but I'm going to say Badonkadunkle's not right.
Oh, wrong again, sir.
Jesus.
The fake one there was Pisswater Pills.
I talked myself out of that one, too, because I was like, who would...
You talked yourself right out of drinking this old stock ale, which is fantastic.
Just well, the good thing is, after all the recording's done, we have more old stock.
Yeah, yeah. So we got a four-pack of it.
Yeah.
You know what, though? The old stock is like 12%, and the gluten-free is probably like, what, 4 or 5?
2%.
Is it 2?
No, God, I'm just throwing it out there. I'm just saying, like, it sucks.
So I'm going to be smashed, and you're going to be okay by the end of this. The Hall & Oates Stout is from Red Hook. Bananas and Blows from Shorts. And Badonkadunkle is from Port Brewery.
I already did it. I did it.
Wow.
I did it.
He really did.
Mm-hmm.
I can vouch.
It's right. It's like if I would go back to college now and I had to play beer pong with like shit beer.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And you'd just be like, okay, God, just get it down.
Just chug it and get it over with.
All right, let's go.
All right, round eight is Harry Potter beers. Harry Potter themed beers.
Nice.
Believe it or not, there was actually places that had Harry Potter themed beers.
I believe it. It's popular. All
right. So the first one is Hopworts School of Brewcraft and Brewery.
That's very involved.
The second one is Weasley Weiss. The third one is Harry Potter and the Bourbon-Soaked Vanilla Bean.
Oh.
And the fourth one is Dumbledore's Double. Hopefully everybody's seen Harry Potter at some point. Yeah, hopefully. Harry Potter at some point in time.
If not, Snape's not a bad guy. So, I just ruined it.
Spoilers.
That's what happens when I have to drink this crap.
Yeah, again, you're stalling.
This new planet. Okay.
Would you like me to read them again, sir?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Hopworts School of Brewcraft and Brewery, Weasley Weiss, Harry Potter and the Bourbon-Soaked Vanilla Bean, or Dumbledore's Double?
I'm going to say Dumbledore's Double is wrong. Fake. That's my final answer.
You are not very good at this game, God, sir.
Damn it. Which one? Was it the Weasley one?
No.
What? Which one?
It was the Hopworts School of Brewcraft and Brewery.
Oh my God, that one seemed so clever that I was like, I hope someone did that.
It was clever because my wife and I came up with it.
All right, so now I just need to start thinking about how clever you are and what you can come up with and not what other breweries. Yeah,
trust me, there's some down here that you're going to get. So I'm going to be drinking that new planet. Of course, you drank more than half of that already. So.
Yeah, damn right I did.
You're taking big swigs of that, man. Holy.
Well, here's the thing. I don't want it to be unfair. Like, I'm not pouring myself just like a small little bit. Like, I'm taking the punishment. I'm not going to pussyfoot around this.
You are taking it like a man, too.
I gotta tell you. Exactly. And this is terrible. This beer is awful. If I can't say it enough, it sucks.
Yeah, you should see his face after he drinks it. It's this... If you ever saw those commercials for like Keystone Light, the bitter beer face, like that's kind of what he's doing. It's all squished together and it's all.
No, it's more like an almost throwing up face every time.
Yeah.
Well, it almost triggers my gag reflex.
I can seriously. Get you a bucket if you think you're gonna puke. So.
No, I don't think I actually will. It's fleeting. It's fleeting. Okay, this is the final round for this episode.
This is round number 9.
I want to go out on the old style, please. Damn it.
This is what we've called cartoon beers.
Okay.
So all the beers are cartoon themed. The first one is Gargamel Ale. The second one is Bedrock Rye. The third one is Baron Von Awesome. And the fourth one is Scooby Brew.
Scooby Brew, fake.
Oh, wrong again.
Damn it. What is fake?
Listeners, I hope you guys are doing better than Carlin is. So the Gargamel Ale is from Allagash. The Bedrock Rye was the fake one. The Baron Von Awesome is from Peace Brewery, and Scooby Brew is from White Dog.
What is wrong with me? I just poured the New Planet, like, a little bit into my glass, and there was, like, a drip on the lip of the bottle, and
you licked it, didn't you?
Yeah, I put my finger on it, pulled it off, and licked it. What the hell is wrong with me now? I think I'm just liking the punishment at this point. It's just, like, I'm accepting it. I'm just like, it's punishment.
It's kind of like sadomasochism. It's enjoying being beat.
It's exactly that, I think.
Ooh. That old stock is delicious, by the way, just so you're aware of that.
Okay, I know. I got it twice. So right. What? It was 7-2?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah. Now, granted, I came up with this game, so of course I'm going to, you know, swing it in my favor. So.
Yeah. Well, next episode is the conclusion, the exciting conclusion. Hopefully I turn it around then, yeah. But I don't know.
Hopefully you listeners are enjoying this. And if anybody would like to contribute to the Beer Me Bro, just email Carlin and put attention Rebecca in the subject line, and I can add it to it and, you know, put something together and email it to him.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Like we can keep it going. You guys can, hey, how about you can also choose the terrible beer and the good beer. You can also choose the good beer.
Ooh, man, you're
you get like some Natty Bow and Keystone Ice and
You're kind of asking for it there.
Oh god.
All right, well let's get that terrible taste out of your mouth.
I just had a New Planet burp. And not good. It actually, I'm going to be honest, it tastes better coming out as a burp than it does actually going down as the beer.
That doesn't surprise me.
Okay, well, let's get to some
good stuff. Let's dive into these mystery beers.
All right, mystery beers are here. They almost look exactly the same coloration-wise.
They do look almost identical.
A is a little lighter. Both very orangish.
But only slightly. Yeah, they're both a very orange beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They look interesting.
Yeah.
They look both, IPA-ish, maybe.
Both have white heads. Yeah, it could be an IPA, something like that. So
I don't know if Rebecca just goes out and thinks IPA most times, because she knows that's what I like.
But I enjoy the IPA as well. So.
Oh, I love it.
All right, let's smell this beast.
A, ooh, does not smell good.
Oh.
It's got a typical scent.
Oh, man, I can't.
Adjunct-y.
Adjunct?
Smells like dirty malt.
Definitely, I definitely get some malt out of that. I'm not so sure. Dirty malt?
That's maybe? Okay, that's become my new term, dirty malt.
Dirty malt?
I'm sorry, but I went to 16 Mile Brewing in Delaware, in Georgetown, Delaware, the other day. Their stuff is not so good.
Yeah, it's... Again, there's a time and a place for everything and a person for every beer. But the 16 Mile is not for me or for Carlin, so...
I mean, this beer just... It just smells like raw malt.
Kind yeah, of. It. That's all I'm getting out
that's
of
this. That's what I mean when I'm saying, like, dirty malt. It smells like raw malt. There's, like, nothing there. There's nothing. Yeah.
There's no hops.
I mean, I'm sure there's some, but it's pretty much imperceptible. Cheers, well, I want to cheers this crap. Okay.
Hey.
I did.
You cheers good beer, you cheers bad beer. It's more probably, for the company than it is for the
probably
beer.
Better than the New Planet, though.
Anything's going to be better than New Planet, sir.
That beer tastes like straw. It tastes like hay, straw, hay. That's it.
There's definitely some grassy notes to it. I'm not. Have you ever tasted straw or hay?
No, but I know what it smells like, and it tastes like it smells.
Growing up on a farm, I've eaten straw and hay.
I have synesthesia. No, I'm kidding.
What?
Synesthesia is where like everything gets jumbled in your mind, and it's like colors have flavors, and people who do LSD is kind of.
Oh,
but
yeah,
I've never done it. So.
Yeah, it's definitely got some grassy notes to it. Definitely.
It's just it's very. What I would describe as hay. It's hay.
It's, yeah, maybe. It's not great.
This beer sucks.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to.
Oh, yeah, Kyle's got to go take a whiz.
I'm a typical newbie, so I gotta go take a whiz. I'll be back.
God, Kyle.
Sorry.
Everyone else who comes on this podcast knows that you take a piss before and after each episode. Although he did take a piss after last episode, so oh well. All right, well. I will start with beer B. Beer B, like we said, is a little bit darker than beer A, but also very orange. Neither of them have much of any head. Oh my god. Right off the bat, beer B, especially in comparison to beer A, crazy difference there. It's mango-ish. It's very tropical. Citrusy. Oh, my God. It smells like a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful IPA. And I cannot wait to get into this one. I also can't wait until Kyle gets back from the pisser to taste this, because he is going to fall on his face with the aromas coming off this beer.
Did you already start on beer B?
Yes. I want to see what you say when you smell it.
Okay. Let's take a sniff here. Oh, my God.
Pretty much.
That is fruit, tropical fruits.
Yep. Same reaction I had.
Mangoes, pineapples, papaya.
Yeah.
That smells wonderful.
Man. It smells delicious. It smells like one of the best IPAs.
I'm not getting I'm not getting a whole lot of hops out of it.
Well, I mean, the tropical notes are the hops.
What was that hops that you said had the fruit, the
Meridian? Fruit it was Meridian.
Maybe it's brewed with Meridian.
Oh, I don't know. Probably not. I feel like there aren't like barely any Meridian beers. It smells delicious.
Yeah. Wow.
It smells kind of Trogs beer-esque, in my opinion.
It is amazing to me that these two beers are almost identical in color.
And they're totally different.
And they are totally different.
Yeah. You know, coming off the smell of A and then going to the smell of B, it's like, almost nothing. Kind of smells like, hey, oh my God, it's a tropical orgy in B. It's just like, oh my God.
Tropical orgy, that'd be good for the game. Yeah.
Yes, okay. That's one of the the beer names.
If they ever invent Smell-O-Vision, I hope you put this beer on the podcast.
Yeah. This has a little bit of the Smarties note that I talk about with
a little bit of that candy sugar, yeah.
Like Nugget Nectar. Trogs Nugget Nectar has that. Yeah. Their Perpetual IPA I think has a little bit of that. So
it doesn't have the tropical fruits like this does though.
God, it smells so good.
It does smell good. Oh, cheers.
My God.
Cheers.
Oh, it's tasting good. It's tasting good.
That is good.
Tropical.
I am getting some of the tropical fruits. I am getting the hops up front though. The tropical fruits I'm not getting as much in the taste.
A little astringent there.
A little astringent.
A little too astringent in my opinion for what it smells like and what it should be. This is a good beer. I don't think the and this happens a lot. I don't think the aroma is mirrored in the flavor exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which totally agree. You know, it's rare when you get that with beers and it's very awesome when you smell something amazing in a beer and you taste exactly what you smell. This
has to be a double IPA. Has to be.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, if Kyle's have any sort of reputation on the show, it's for saying something is something and then being totally wrong. So
yeah, I could see
totally wrong.
I could see it being a double because of the astringency, but flavor wise, I feel like it's not a double. I feel like it's straight IPA flavor wise because I don't know. I just don't get the syrupiness, the resininess in the mouthfeel. I do get the astringency though, so I'm kind of conflicted.
So when we're talking about flavors, when I'm talking about flavors, when I say up front, I mean that initial taste, that initial right to your tongue, the very, very tip.
Because there are a lot of flavors that run through your palate.
Exactly. Yeah. When I say, in the middle, I'm talking about when I'm holding it in my mouth. And when I'm talking about the finish, I'm talking about the back of the tongue and as I'm swallowing. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, up front, it's all hops. All hops for me, up front.
I agree with that. How's it finishing for you? It's finishing bitter and astringent, correct?
Yes, I'm definitely getting some of that alcohol in the back.
Yeah, I feel like the alcohol's a bit off kilter.
A little bit.
It's kind of getting me.
It's a little bit too much for what the beer is. And after smelling those tropical fruits off of that beer, that beer still smells amazing.
The smell is crazy good. Crazy good.
If we were rating just off the smells, that would be through the roof.
Yeah, I'd be 8. Because that is such an amazing scent.
It's awesome. And for you people that can't smell it, I am very sorry about that. It does smell amazing.
It's a decent beer. Mm-hmm. It's a beer I would drink again if someone offered it to me. Or, in the right mood, I might actually pick it out myself at the liquor store once I know what it is.
Totally agreed.
It's solid. Mm-hmm. It's solid. But there's room for improvement, obviously.
Dare we go back to A?
There's a shit ton of room for improvement with A. I'm gonna be honest. No, this beer sucks.
I mean, it definitely does have like a grassy.
I hate it.
Straw smell almost.
Okay, A gets a 1 for me.
You know what I'm. You probably don't know.
There's no bad beer.
Have you ever smelled distiller's grain? Have you ever had distiller's grain? Do you know what distiller's grain is?
Okay, the smell that I smell when I go into a brewery.
That's distiller's grain almost.
Yes, that's the smell I get on A.
It's the spent grain that's used after the brewing process. Okay. They usually give it to cattle and stuff
like that. Yep, got it.
For those of you that, I guess nobody really knows, I'm an ag teacher.
Agriculture, for people who don't know what ag means.
Yeah, I grew up on a farm, born and raised. So that's kind of where my strong points and my passion lies, well, other than craft beer. But this smells just like distiller's grain. Like, if you opened up a bag of distiller's grain and smelled it, that's what this smells like. You can smell the spent grains that are in this. I mean, it smells good to me. But I like the smell of distiller's grain. I also like the smell of cow manure. So, I mean, that's... So, it's to each their own.
So, everyone listening, draw your own conclusion.
Yeah. Yeah, don't go by what me or anybody else says. Go by what you say.
I think the distiller grain smell is what I call dirty malt.
It's just... Yeah, I think it is.
I don't like it. I think it smells like failed
beer. Beer A, like it falls flat for me.
Yeah. Like, what would you give that?
There's not a whole lot to it. 2.
2?
I mean, okay. If I'm brutal battling the scores, it's a 2. Yep.
It's 1.5 overall, because I did, in fact, give it a 1.
Did you? Really?
Yeah.
So that's as bad as the New Planet for you?
No, New Planet's worse, but, yeah. I mean...
You couldn't give it a 0.
I would rather drink this than the New Planet, but I still don't like it at all.
Oh, man.
But I will... Yeah. This is going to be stupid, but there is more complexity to New Planet than there is to Beer A, but in a shitty way. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, there are layers of terrible flavors in New Planet, and there's one flavor in this in Beer A.
I'm picking up what you're throwing down, man.
Complexity of crap.
Oh, man. Beer A, if it was just smells, would be getting like an 8 and a 9 from me.
But it's a solid beer, though, but... Damn, that astringency is too much.
It is too much.
Do you want to take the lead on this one? Or?
I'm going to go 5.
You're going 5?
I'm going to go 5.
I'm going 4. I think that's the most I can muster for it.
4.5, yeah.
Yeah,
4.5. It's 4. Still 5. A good beer. I would drink this again. I would buy this in the liquor store.
It's pretty solid.
Yeah.
It's just the astringency. I don't know what's going on there.
It's a little too much.
It's a little too much. Yeah, yeah. Okay, cool. Well, it is time to go ahead and reveal these suckers.
There's A.
Beer A, the loser. Oh, there's more left. There's more left. Oh, yeah.
Ooh, we'll be digging into that.
You want some? It's going down the drain.
I'm going to give it to my wife.
Okay, perfect.
Just to let her try it.
she's sleeping on the couch then.
She's probably going to punch me whenever she hears this.
It's possible.
All right, what is it?
All right, A with an overall of 1.5, loser of the episode. Dead horse amber. It tastes like a dead horse.
They definitely got the farm.
Yeah, sure.
I like the name. Who's the brewery?
Premium Amber Ale. It is by Moab Brewery out of Moab, Utah.
Never even heard of it.
Yeah, me neither. I've never had any of their stuff. It says 10 million years in the making. Maybe that's why it tastes like dirty malt, because it's 10 million years old.
Like I said, I like the smell. I like that distiller's cream.
Dead Horse Ale is named after the scenic overlook near Arches National Park, a traditional English-style mild ale with a well-balanced malt-to-hop ratio. There's no hops in it.
I don't get it.
Is this old? Like, there's no... there you go. No date coding. Good job, Moab. You suck. No date coding.
You know what? Even if this was new...
4%. 4% alcohol.
Yeah, that's probably right. Even if this was brand new, even if this was fresh out of the tank...
No good.
I'm still not going to get a whole lot of hops, because I don't think there's a whole lot of hops in it.
Yeah.
I get 0 hops.
Not down with it.
It just falls flat for me. Yeah. It's...
Failure.
Again, I would finish it if we didn't have another episode.
I would not. That's a beer I would crack at home and immediately pour it after one taste. No, I'm sorry. Two tastes. Okay. That is how I do it. I'm like, maybe my palate's a little screwed up. I give it a little extra.
But. Yeah, I as a general rule of thumb, don't Don't dump beer unless it is just god awful. Like the new planet, I'm sorry, I would probably yes. I would probably dump that.
Well, then you made a very good choice for the punishment for your game.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Well, let's find out what the better beer is of the episode.
Let's find out what
B.
There's still some of that left as well.
Yeah, this is a 22 ounce from what I can feel. It's a
pretty good beer.
Yeah, 4.5 overall, yeah. Not
which is actually a pretty good score.
Yeah, that's good for the show.
Yeah.
For the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, 4.5 overall is...
It's a stone beer.
It's a stone beer. It's by... It's Collective Distortion IPA. Kyle Hollingsworth and Kerry Kelly. It is an IPA brewed and flavored with elderberries and coriander. 9.3% alcohol.
That's where the astringency
is. Yeah, exactly. For what flavors there,
you know
it's
what?
Not worth it.
I bet the elderberries is what we're smelling, as what we're getting as tropical fruit.
Yeah,
I bet it's just fruit.
There's a lot of text on this goddamn thing. Should I read it?
No. If you want to read it, just go to their website and look it up.
Yeah, there's a lot, and I don't even think it has any like flavor notes on there either. It just looks like babble, like psycho babble.
It is a very good beer. It is a beer that I would pick up.
Okay, wait.
I would definitely drink it.
Towards the end, there's a little bit of flavor notes. To stand up to sumptuous spice and blaring bitterness, we added golden naked oats, which are lightly roasted, and add body and enhanced mouthfeel to the brew with like a steady, unbreakable backbeat to an incendiary jam solo. What? Okay, sit back, crank the volume, and get lost. Okay, shut up. That's enough.
Yeah.
Although,
if you've ever read the back of the Arrogant Bastard bottle, it is... It's fantastic. It's hilarious.
I'll have to. I haven't.
This beer probably isn't for you, is the way it starts out. It's funny.
You're not worthy.
Yeah.
That's kind of like
we're
the thing.
Worthy.
Like, you're not worthy.
We're not worthy.
Yeah.
We're scum.
All right. Well, you know, pretty good episode. We had a real stinker. We had a pretty solid beer. Stone offering was pretty decent. But honestly, dial back the ABV on that. It's not worth it.
A little bit.
But hey.
Still a good beer.
Good episode. Excellent. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and
keep it brutal.
This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.